Well, the Federal Communications is going to make some rule changes maybe tomorrow as they get together and decide what to do about providers. Is that going to affect us at all?
Yes, it will. At least not initially, but you will see the effect over the next 24 months or so. Basically, this is a food fight between Comcast and Netflix. That's a nice way of putting it. Netflix and its service providers are basically trying to obtain large numbers of subscriptions of movie and video viewers with a direct download system, obviously, via the Internet. Comcast, on the other hand, which, of course, is a broadcast competitor, would very much like to limit that capability and therefore redirect any profits towards them. So one of the things that they did recently, obviously, with Netflix was announce that they were going to start charging a toll fee for basically against Netflix and its internet provider in an effort to basically slow down the growth of Netflix. You know, on the at the same time, you know, Comcast is a major corporation. It has major donors. It was formerly run by a well-known figure in power circles in D.C., C. Michael Armstrong. And it also has extremely close ties to the Democratic Party. So now we have the three Democrat commissioners of the FCC who are basically going to go ahead and vote for something, even though two of them have said they're going to hold their nose doing it.
And wasn't this knocked down by some of the courts?
Yes. And it'll end up in the courts again.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, of course, the $64,000 question, Charles, happens to be with the millions of us who use the Internet on a daily basis. What's the future hold for the Internet? Do you think governments will ever have that kill switch capability where one day they'll just say, well, we better shut it down. There's too many things going on out there. I mean, already Britain is considering putting in some restrictions. Do you really see that happening?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but the U.S. government could shut down the Internet at any point that it wants to.
You mean they have their kill switch already?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my friends at a certain agency in Fort Meade, NSA, could easily bring down the entire network, but they don't want to because it is far more a useful tool than it is a source of trouble. Even with the WikiLeaks and all the other things that are going on, both commercially and in military spheres, the intelligence operations, in other words, the amount of intelligence that we're able to obtain via these networks far outweighs any threat or perceived threat at this point. But believe me, the National Security Agency, with its extensive supercomputers and expertise, plus the multi-billion dollar a year budget, could easily knock down the entire Internet without, you know, you just pick up the phone, Mr. President, and it's done.
And it's done. It, you know, I drove past a Bank of America today here in St. Louis, and they had tons and tons of protesters out there, Charles. People ticked off over foreclosures and everything else, and for whatever reason, they you know, geared in on Bank of America today. So they're outside picketing, demonstrating, doing their thing. What happens if there's massive civil unrest in this country? And the president or whomever says, look, we got to cut the flow of information. We want to feed the television networks whatever we want to feed them, but we're not going to have the Facebook people and the Twitter people getting information to other people quickly. Let's hit that switch now. Would they do that?
To be absolutely honest with you, yes, in a heartbeat. And as a primary example, all I have to do is point at the People's Republic of China, which many governments wish to emulate, even though they don't say so. The PRC already has their Great Wall program. This is what we refer to as the Great Firewall of China. They basically try to siphon through as much as possible. It is very difficult, because technology is constantly evolving, to stop all of the communications traffic. And in a way, it's also kind of like a nuclear bomb technology. Once the cat's out of the bag, it becomes impossible to stop.
That's a good point. Now, technologically, can you shut down only a portion of the internet? Can you shut down, let's say, Facebook and Twitter and places where information flows and still keep, you know, your ATMs and your banking systems alive? Or does everything go? You can do that.
Absolutely. And a real clear demonstration of that has been recently with the independent hackers who have attacked specific companies that were opposing WikiLeaks.
Uh-huh.
You can directly target specific users. In fact, it's a lot easier to do that than to shut the whole thing down, because there are certain niceties that have to be followed. Obviously, when you're talking about the banking and finance, if you were to turn off the whole network, ATM cards, cell phones.
That's a collapse. That's a total collapse.
All of this would collapse like a big wet paper bag. You can't have that happen. You know that major corporations who actually pull a lot of the strings around here would look at their elected officials, whom they donate tons of money to, and say, if this happens, you're going down too. You can pretty much guarantee that's not exactly what's going to occur. It's going to be a lot more subtle about these kinds of things. And again, a good example is to look at the Chinese government, where they are essentially setting up competitive technologies, mm-hmm. competitive systems that spin specifically their propaganda, their information, and they place extreme restrictions on those that stream out any sort of opposition information.
Why haven't we as a government shut down some of these internet porn sites, for example, that clearly are showing things that are, one, disgusting and illegal, you know, kids that are underage, things like that? Why aren't those sites shut down right now?
Well, you know, that's a real interesting question. I think part of the problem there is that's more or less a law enforcement issue at a local or national level. When you start talking about intelligence services, they don't care. In fact, if anything, many of them might even own a piece of the action and be reaping in profits into certain bank accounts, which may be off the books. And they also make use of that information about who logs in and who doesn't, and leak it out to the appropriate sources,